Justices heard oral arguments Wednesday in the case of Omer Ninnem, who was convicted of first-degree intentional homicide for the 1998 murder of a 13-year-old boy. Ninnem was 14 when he threw the boy to his death from the top floor of a Green Bay parking ramp. Attorney Brian Stevenson says Ninnem's sentence, life without parole, is cruel and unusual.
Life without parole is the harshest sentence that we impose. It's what we would give to a serial murderer. It's what we would give to someone who's committed lots and lots of crimes over a long period of time without the deficits that children have compared to adults.
Stevenson argues studies in adolescent brain development show Ninnem has a chance to reform and should be able to earn his release later in life. He points to U.S. Supreme Court rulings against using the death penalty and life imprisonment in non-capital cases. However, Assistant State Attorney General Sally Wellman says Ninnem's sentence reflected his heinous crime.
That life of another person has been taken by this defendant. Nothing can change that. That is why homicide can be treated differently and why we can exact retribution, even on a 14-year-old, for that crime.
The State Court of Appeals already blocked efforts to reduce Ninnem's sentence. The Supreme Court will deliberate and release its decision at a later date. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.